conditions.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Last debate, Brucetown Hall. I'm Elliot Francis. The Democratic candidates are set for tonight's final debate before next week's primary. Correspondent Kim Hutchinson has more.
The last debate before the crucial New York primary takes place in Brooklyn Thursday night. Both candidates spent Wednesday campaigning in the Empire State. Hillary Clinton, who represented New York in the Senate from 2001 to 2009, was in the Bronx. Her focus was clearly on her likely rival in the general election.
Unlike Donald Trump, we're not saying some people don't belong. We're not saying some people are not wanted.
New York's primary will be held on April 19th. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
At a town hall event in New York Wednesday, Ted Cruz was asked if Donald Trump was threatening voters and delegates.
I think it is grotesque to have a campaign that engages in threatening voters. Donald Trump himself, from his own mouth at his rallies when they're protesters, has told his supporters, punch that guy in the face.
Cruz pulling behind Donald Trump ahead of the primary. I'm Elliot Francis. It was a memorable and emotional night as L.A. Lakers guard Kobe Bryant called it a career Wednesday night. Correspondent Jim Roop was there.
We are here to celebrate greatness.
Former teammate Magic Johnson wasn't kidding when he said that before the game. Bryant scored 60 points, the most ever, for a career-ending regular season game. After the game, Bryant says even he can't believe it, and he did it.
I'm still in shock about it. The outpouring of support all night long, and my former teammates and fans and my family, and it was just... it's unbelievable, man.
The Lakers beat the Utah Jazz 101-96. The Lakers were down by one when Bryant, with about 30 seconds left, hit the go-ahead shot on the way to victory. True Mamba fashion. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Donald Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, will not be prosecuted after being charged in Florida last month with battery on a reporter. An official announcement on the matter from a state's attorney is expected sometime later today. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bayer Advanced. It's the end of the line for the Washington Wizards head coach. After four-plus seasons, Randy Whitman's been fired. Whitman was reportedly informed of the news last night as the Wizards' season ended with a victory over the Atlanta Hawks. It was a tense day on Capitol Hill for Metro leaders as they were grilled by lawmakers about the rail system's safety problems.
Metro's safety problems have been building up for years, leading to last month's day-long emergency shutdown. At yesterday's hearing, Congresswoman Barbara Comstock tells Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld,
those people who caused all these problems and for 10 years didn't do anything and have ignored all of these things over and over, those people need to be fired, and we need to be taking the action that helps you change this system.
Wiedefeld responds,
I totally agree, and what I'm telling you is I'm moving on that in that same direction right now.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland voters, you can make your primary election choices starting today.
Early voting gets underway in Montgomery County later this morning and will run from 10 a.m. through 8 p.m. through next Thursday. Marjorie Rohr is with the Board of Elections.
Early voting has been offered for the last several elections. It is still fairly new to Montgomery County, but we have offered it for several recent elections, and we find it's gaining in popularity with each election.
Among the places you can vote, the Silver Spring Civic Building, the Executive Office Building in Rockville, and Germantown's Community Recreation Center. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Bells will toll across Virginia this weekend to mark the 9th anniversary of the Virginia Tech shootings. Governor Terry McAuliffe has declared Saturday Virginia Tech Remembrance Day. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,908, the NASDAQ at 49,47. Sports, the Nets beat the Braves again. The O's take their first loss of the year. The Wizards beat Atlanta to end the season, then fire coach Randy Whitman, and the Caps open the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight at home against the Flyers. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced season-long weed control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 making the travel out of Gainesville and up through to the Beltway, Falls Church, and into town. Boy, great start. Same story with 95. I'm not seeing any problems and lanes wide open. No delays. Stafford up through to the Beltway into the 14th Street Bridge there. So really nice and quiet around the Beltway. No construction set up in the Silver Spring area. College Park looks good. 270 each direction between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. Great time to be taking that trip for our early birds out of Annapolis and Bowie. 50. A nice easy ride up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good shot here of clear sky. As we roll through the morning hours, temperatures on the chilly side. We'll go through the afternoon with sunshine. We'll make it up to about 65. Tonight, clear and 44. The sun does come back tomorrow, and it looks like we will see temperatures getting to around 67 degrees. We do have some frost advisories just to the west. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Chantilly, 34 and only 43 degrees in Washington. Russian fighter jets buzz a U.S. destroyer in the Baltic Sea. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Actually, you can keep it right here and dive deep into that topic of the Russian jet buzzing U.S. Navy ship. We're going to get into the details of it in just a moment. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson, and we've got a loaded morning for you as you start your day the right way here on Mornings on the Mall. 705 brings us Lanny Davis, friend of Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's buddy, Lanny Davis, will be our guest. It's 735. Chris Barnes at Fix WMATA, and boy, does it need fixing. And there was quite a fireworks display between WMATA chiefs and representatives in Congress yesterday. We'll tell you all about it. And then at 835, Jake Tapper of CNN. There's a big debate between Hillary and Bernie tonight on CNN, and Jake will tell us about it. Once again, I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Bridge wing level. Below the bridge wing. Below the bridge wing.
A senior defense official has told CBS News that what you just heard there was the most aggressive thing they have seen the Russian Air Force do in quite some time. They buzzed the USS Donald Cook as it was patrolling in the Baltic on regular patrols, and it came at them about 11 times. And at one point came so close to the ship that within 1,000 yards or so, and I'm telling you, it was so close that it actually caused a wake. The jet exhaust caused a wake on the water as it buzzed the ship. And there are two of them that did this, and many people are looking at it and saying, what in the world is going on? What are the Russians up to? Why would they do such a thing? It's an incredibly unprofessional act. It was a simulated attack on the jet, on the ship, and so people are wondering what's going on here. And I have a question for you. Many people up this hour in the morning, listen to this program. We know work in the military. They understand these things and have a lot of insight that perhaps you can share with us. Here's my question. How should the United States respond? How should the United States respond if this happens again? This is the second time it has happened. And why do you think that the Russians feel so empowered to do such a thing? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. SU-24 jets come incredibly close to a U.S. ship, the USS Donald Cook, and many people are saying that there's nothing they've seen like this in recent history, and they're sort of baffled as to why the Russians are doing it. What do you think about it? Give us your expertise. Share with us what you think we should do the next time this happens, and how should the United States respond beyond just, strong letter to follow? That's because that seems to be what's going on right now. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Larry, I have a suggestion that if you come at a jet like that, If a jet comes at a ship like that, you know what? We need to be a little more aggressive. And I guarantee you, if there was ever one of them that got sent to the drink, it probably wouldn't happen again. It might escalate things between the United States and Russia, but our military ships that are on regular patrol in international waters should not be threatened in this way. And we need to make it very clear that if you come at us, we're going to assume it's an attack. And we're going to do whatever we need to do to defend our ship, to defend our people, and defend our right to patrol in international waters. That's my take on it. Put one in the drink. That's just what
you shoot it down.
Yep, absolutely. Put it in the water.
Next time it happens, shoot it down.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Maybe it's me. I think that might escalate the situation.
It would.
I could be wrong. But knowing Vladimir Putin, I don't think that his response will be, oh, okay, we won't do that again. I think that the problem is, and listen, I'm going to defer to some of the military experts out there who knows a little bit more about this, but it seems to me that this didn't happen under George W. Bush. This didn't even happen under Bill Clinton. It certainly didn't happen under Ronald Reagan. And that was back during the Cold War when tensions were even higher between the Soviet Union, what is now Russia, and the United States of America. Why is it happening under Barack Obama? And the answer is because Vladimir Putin knows that he can get away with it. And he knows that there won't be any repercussions and there won't be any response. I think that we need to have... I don't think a military response is necessarily the smartest thing to do here because you don't know who you're dealing with Putin right now. I think the best response that America can give right now is to get a new commander in chief and well, let the new commander in chief send a signal right away, not necessarily a military one. But let's think about it here. When Russia invaded Ukraine, and they basically occupied the Crimean Peninsula, our response was, we're going to freeze a couple of bank accounts of some of the high-up members of the Politburo. We need the entire country. If we really want to hurt Vladimir Putin, if we really want to send a message to Russia, we need to send the message to the entire country of Russia so that the people of Russia stop looking at Putin as some sort of hero. The entire nation needs to feel some pain, so we need to use our economic might to push back against them if we take this seriously. Frankly, I don't see a signal from the Obama administration that they actually take this seriously.
I think you're right, and I think you're absolutely correct that the Russians have been able to push the Americans around virtually any place they want to around the globe. This is another example. It's thumbing your nose at the United States military in one way. It's also incredibly dangerous. I mean, these things did not end in any kind of incident, but it could have. And when you come that close and you have military equipment that comes that close in a situation, it could easily spiral out of control even by accident. This should not be allowed. You need to send a strong statement through official channels, of course, but I guarantee you that I think that strong statement say, if you do it again, we're not going to be so nice the next time.
Okay, so you're not saying shoot it down.
No, I'm saying shoot it down.
Shoot it down.
Absolutely.
Shoot down a Russian jet.
Yes, absolutely. If come at a U.S. ship that aggressively, then you ought to take action because you don't know. You really, truly don't know what the intent of that jet is. Well, what do you think about it? Let's go to Larry in Culpeper. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What do you think?
Well, I was thought we'd learn some with USS Cole when that ship was attacked by somebody we thought wasn't going to harm us. They should have blown out of the water. I mean, we got a president that's trying to destroy this country and... Yeah, you know, look all around the world anymore. We're no longer feared. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. Look, I'm not a military expert. But I've watched politics for a while, and I've watched things evolve on the world stage for a while, and it seems to me that you know the way you take care of a bully is that you bop him on the nose. Once you bop a bully on the nose, the bully's not going to be such a bully anymore. And if he does this, Putin does this, and I don't think this is the rogue action of a couple of fighter pilots. I think this is a message from being sent down from on high. Let's intimidate these people because we can. And I think the way you take care of a playground bully is you bop him on the nose. I really do.
Bill and Bowie, you're next up on WMAO. What do you think, Bill?
Okay.
Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. First of all, thank you for taking my call. You're right. This is international signaling, and it's from Putin to Obama. And Putin is obviously inviting Obama to try to say something, but we know from past history, Obama doesn't have the gravitas or the signaling capability to provide a meaningful response. And he's also saying to Hillary Clinton, who's already fumbled her football, this is what you're up against, and she won't have the gravitas or the signaling strength to really counter the Russians. So we've got an inept president, a possible successor who's not postured to be a strong responder to the Russians. They've got the high ground right now, and we don't have the capability to even meaningfully protest. So we're in deep trouble.
Yeah, we are, Bill. And frankly, I am also concerned about Hillary Clinton being the commander-in-chief. Not that she won't have the gravitas, but that in an effort to overcompensate the impression that she doesn't have the gravitas as the first female commander-in-chief, that she will be too quick to use military force in a situation to just prove that she's not soft. Either way, I don't think she has the judgment going in. But I appreciate your response on that, Bill.
Well, we'll have more of your calls straight ahead. 1-888-630-9625. How should the U.S. respond? And why do you think the Russians feel they can do this? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
It's 5:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with plenty of gravitas.
Absolutely. Good morning. Here we go. Start first on Metro Rail. As they get out of the gate running this morning, they're finding that they have some unscheduled track repairs to do. Now, we've been hearing about Metro Rail and the repairs. So here's what's going on right now. The unscheduled track repair is going on the Red Line between Van Ness and DuPont Circle, and they put out the alert, expect delays in each direction there. So I'll let you know when they finish that, wrap that up, and we're back to a normal commute. A normal commute, it's great on the Beltway. Maryland, Virginia, no problems. 270, quiet run. No problems coming in from 2995 Baltimore, Washington Parkway and down to the Beltway. Great time to be an early bird. 66, same story. And 395 as we work off of the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Love it. Looking at lanes wide open into the nation's capital. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
But we're still getting those cold, frosty temperatures out there overnight until 9 a.m. We've got this frost warning in effect. Northwest Montgomery County, most of Montgomery County, in fact, Frederick County is still cold. Look out for that. Meanwhile, today, once the sun comes up, it'll be sunny, high around 65 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low around 44. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 67. So pleasant days, just this cold spell overnight. Right now, 43 degrees, traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Attention DD Perks members. Get a medium iced coffee for 99 cents when you pay with an enrolled DD card. Use the Dunkin' Donuts mobile app or ddperks.com to join and for reward program terms and conditions plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
All right, look at the guy to port. Look at the left one. He is on the deck. On the deck, below the bridge wing.
That's what was going on the USS Donald Cook just a few days ago. The Donald Cook is a guided missile destroyer conducting routine missions in the Baltic, and a couple of Su-24 Russian military jets spent 90 minutes buzzing and harassing the ship, made 12 passes like the one you just heard there. It's being called provocative. It's being called unprofessional. Some people say it's the most aggressive action we've seen out of the Russian military in many, many years. How should the United States respond to that? Greg in Indian Head, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Morning, Larry. Thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just telling your call screener there, you know, I mean, I served in the Navy 29 years, and, you know, back in the 80s, you know, doing Mediterranean cruises, North Atlantic cruises, you know, it was not uncommon. I mean, it didn't happen regularly and with frequency, but I remember a couple of distinct times on an aircraft carrier, we had a Russian Bergo buzzing overhead. And our response was, okay, let's send a couple of Tomcats over one of theirs.
Yeah, but you got, and when you're talking about a bomber, that's flying a much higher altitude, right?
No. We're talking, you know, they were visible enough that we're watching, you know, the twin prop, four engine, you know, aircraft right above us.
All right. And so what was your reaction at the time? You just sent up some Tomcats, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like I say, it was, you know, it was tit for tat. You know, I mean, they push a button, we push a button.
All right.
You know, it's all so part of the, you know, hey, let's
let's see what this is all about. Let's play around a little bit.
So this was very much a Top Gun situation
in the
here,
80s,
Maverick.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely.
Maverick and the Iceman. Okay, so yeah, and I did say this didn't happen during Reagan. Clearly, it did happen under President Reagan. But it hasn't happened in a while since the Soviet Union fell, has it? Or is this just a common occurrence?
Exactly right, because they haven't had the military wherewithal to be able to do that. But, you know, again, they've dumped a lot into their military apparatus, and so this is an opportunity for them to flex a little again.
Yeah, it's funny, and Putin's gotten the old band back together. All right, thanks for that. By the way, the Russian military has responded here. Koshenekov, I believe, is the Major General Igor Koshenekov. Okay. Thank you very much. I really like that with a little borscht on the side. He says, having located the ship in a zone of visual sight, the Russian pilots undertook a maneuver that was in accordance with all the necessary safety rules.
I don't think many people would agree with that.
And the Russian Defense Ministry questioned why the Americans were making such a big deal about this incident.
All right. More of your calls. Let's see. Let's go to Larry in Fairfax. Larry, what should be done?
I agree with you, Brian. I think it should be they should have been shot down. In 1985, my family came here before the Russian Revolution. But I went back at then the Soviet Union. Actually, I went there just to go to a monastery. And seeking spiritual advice, all the people I talked to on the street, all they cared about was Reagan. They were scared to death of Reagan. And when I came back, people at my church said, well, you know, what was it like? I go, people are worried about Reagan. I'm trying to, talk about the spiritual parts of the monasteries and the Russian Orthodox Church, and they're worried about Reagan.
Yeah.
So I think what you say about fear, it's true. They were deathly afraid, and that's the average person on the street, let alone the people, in the government. So I think, something has to be done. You just can't let them, get away with this, because it's just going to come back more.
Yeah, I don't think it's an action that can go unchallenged, and I think they need to be told in very, very clear, and maybe it should come actually from the leader of the free world. Don't do this again. You have been fairly warned. Do not do this again. And then you got to back it up.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean,
this president doesn't have that.
He does not have the wherewithal for it, and I don't think that this president is. I mean, look at the red line he drew in Syria, and he didn't back that up either. So the last thing we need is Obama to pretend that he's some sort of military leader and start saying we're going to shoot down your planes, because then he'll be challenged, and then what? And then what?
You've made your point.
Exactly. There is no then what after that.
It's more of your calls straight ahead. It is 522 on WMAL.
Attention sufferers of type 2 diabetes. If you or a loved one suffer from type 2 diabetes, Integrated Health Center of Maryland has a program that can finally help you, truly help you, reduce or eliminate your needs for diabetic medications and even reverse your type 2 diabetes. Call today at 301-327-2722 to get your spot at the free information dinner. Seating is limited. Call today, 301-327-2722. That's 301-327-2722. Integrated Health Center of Maryland, the experts in real diabetic care.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Trinoxid is an option that is completely private and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their high prices and insurance limitations. After years of studies, Trinoxid has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA-approved labs and packed with 17 highly potent and powerful ingredients, including the breakthrough all-natural compound ZMA-2000. Trinoxid is protected by two U.S. patents. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and our secret weapon by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now to find out how to get your free supply of Trinoxid before it runs out. Call 800-971-6763. That's 800-971-6763. Call now and we'll also give you our enhancement cream free as our gift to you. Call 800-971-6763. 1-800-971-6763.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the D.C. area for almost 30 years. 30 years and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, I'm watching the intersection of River Road and Goldsboro Road. Fire truck just rolled up to the scene of the crash, but you can get through. And at this early hour, there's no delay. But just watch as you make your trip on River at Goldsboro. It's going to be the right lane getting by in each direction. So watch for police there. Also, let's go to Silver Spring. The report of the crash was right near the intersection of George Avenue and Colesville Road, right where the Discovery Building is. And I just watched a police cruiser block northbound Colesville Road, just one intersection down from Georgia. So do watch for that activity as well. No problems, though, to report around the Capitol Beltway. I'm glad to report through Silver Spring, Bethesda, and for that matter, to the Wilson Bridge, through Tyson's. The entire Beltway is checking out fine. 95, 395, the early run good. And for Metro Rail, unscheduled track repairs, red line, expect delays each direction between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good shot here of clear skies. We roll through the morning hours. Temperatures on the chilly side. We'll go through the afternoon with sunshine. We'll make it up to about 65. Tonight, clear and 44. The sun does come back tomorrow. And it looks like we will see temperatures getting to around 67 degrees. We do have some frost advisories just to the west. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
43 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets.
You need a deep down clean.
You need Hadid.
For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
So a couple of military jets from the Russian Navy, actually I think it is, a ship in the Baltic, a U.S. ship in the Baltic, and I mean, it came close. And many people say the most aggressive action they've seen out of the Russian military in many, many years. What should our response be, and why do you think they are able to do this? Why should it be allowed? David and Sterling, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to answer your two questions in reverse order. I just joined the military right before Jimmy Carter became president, mm-hmm. and it's been my observation since then that every time we have a Democratic president, the rest of the world is not afraid of us because we're just cat-footing around all the time.
Well, and look, what? I mean, you've got this president who says, do not invade Ukraine. Hey, red lines that are drawn in the sand don't mean anything. So what kind of conclusion should Vladimir Putin draw, that he can push us around anywhere in the world he wants to push us around?
Exactly. We're being much too timid. We've always been timid whenever we had a Democratic president. As far as what we should do, we should let the rest of the world know that whatever the range of our radar is on these, cruisers or aircraft carriers or whatever, if you come within 10 miles or 5 miles or whatever of our vessel, we are going to lock on you with our radar. Not because we intend to shoot you down, just to let you know we are prepared to.
Yeah. All right. Listen, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
It's 5:28. Fireworks on Capitol Hill between Metro and Congress. We'll tell you all about it after the news in a few minutes.
This is WMAL traffic reporter Jamie Witten. Normally, you trust me for information that'll make your commute less complicated. Now, I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. I've been hearing Larry O'Connor rave about Dr. Deb, Dr. Rob, and their Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Dream Team, so I decided to check them out for myself. Now I know what a truly compassionate, non-judgmental, and remarkable place it is. If you're like me, Larry, and countless others who have been to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, you'll actually start to look forward to your dental visits. Don't let fear or guilt stand in the way of your dental and emotional transformation. Let Bethesda Sedation Dentistry's award-winning practice guide you through this journey. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Here comes Bill Thompson with the news, and then we're going to get deep into what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday. Fireworks between Republican Congressman Micah and Jack Evans over Metro funding. You're going to want to hear this. That's right after the news on WMA.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Last night it was Ted Cruz and his family in a CNN town hall, but they just couldn't get out from under the Trump shadow.
At an event meant to showcase Ted Cruz and his family, the first 10 minutes focused on
Donald Trump.
Cruz says Donald Trump's complaint that the delegate system is rigged is nonsense.
Well, listen, I think anyone who knows anything about Washington knows that the establishment is not rooting for me.
After the Trump talk stopped, voters were introduced to Cruz's wife, Heidi, and their two young daughters, Caroline and Catherine. I'm Mary Maloney reporting.
Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, are preparing for their latest debate.
The Brooklyn Navy Yard is ready for the battle of the Democratic presidential candidates ahead of New York's primary. The candidates held dueling rallies Wednesday. Bernie Sanders, who was born in New York City, packed Washington Square Park and continued his attacks on his rival.
But our differences with Secretary Clinton go beyond how we raise money.
New York's primary will be held on April 19th. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
And you can hear tonight's Sanders-Clinton debate right here on WMAL tonight at 9. The wife of the Anne Arundel County Sheriff says in a statement she does not want to press charges against her husband, who was arrested over the weekend for assaulting her. It was Elsie Bateman's first public statement since Sheriff Ron Bateman's arrest. In her statement, she denies the domestic violence allegations against her husband. Randy Whitman has been fired as head coach of the Washington Wizards. Team executives told him last night he won't be back next year. The Wizards won last night but missed the playoffs. And Kobe Bryant went out in style last night, scoring 60 points in a Lakers victory.
There was so many people to talk to and items to be signed and, you know, pitches to be taken. And you know, I just gave myself up to that because I said, this is fine. This is cool, man. Just let it go. Just let it ride. Just enjoy it.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,908. The Nasdaq at 49,47. Sports. The Nationals keep the Braves winless. The Orioles lose for the first time this season. The Wizards end their season at 500. And the Caps host the Flyers tonight to open their playoff series. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Long Fence is sporting spring savings with an exceptional 25% off savings event. Vote for the team that has been serving the local community for over 70 years. With superior quality fence, deck, and hardscaping products and experienced designers to help you every step of the way, your yard will be the envy of the neighborhood. So take advantage of this limited time only 25% off savings event. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. That's longfence.com.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. You have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now, 800-756-3710. You heard right, a risk-free trial trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-756-3710. That's 800-756-3710. One more time, ready? 800-756-3710.
Every spring, something amazing happens. Suddenly, we feel energized, inspired, and motivated to give the house a good cleaning. So go with that feeling and let Zips save you a tidy sum on cleaning your household items and more. While some dry cleaners charge $40 for comforters and bedspreads, you'll only pay $19.99 at Zips. And we'll clean your duvet covers and blankets for $14.99 and pillow shams for just $3.99. With savings of 60% or more, our spring cleaning prices leave other dry cleaners in the dust. We'll also dry clean and press any garment for just $2.29 using the same quality process as full-price dry cleaners. And we'll always treat your items with care and attention. So crack open the windows, clean up the house, and get rid of the stuff you don't need, starting with overpriced dry cleaners. Zips Dry Cleaners. We clean clothes and more with a clean conscience.
Visit one of Zips' 42 locations or go to 321zips.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, let's begin inbound River Road. Right as you come up to Goldsboro, fire trucks left the scene of the crash quickly, so they're just about trying to get rid of all this. You'll still see one police cruiser trying to help with the crash here. Inbound River Road at Goldsboro, far right. No delay associated. Just watch your step. 270 south out of Frederick, passing the Monocacy through Urbana and Hyattstown. Starting to see that early volume pressure just on the increase there. No troubles to report around the Beltway through to the Wilson Bridge. Annandale Tyson's looking good. Working up to the Beltway, Virginia 95. Here we come, some of the volume through Stafford toward Aquia. Again, Dale City to Woodbridge. Metro Rail, unscheduled track repairs between Van Ness and DuPont Circle, and now they are single tracking. Expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A chilly start for some. Some of us just outside the Beltway do have frost advisories up to the west and northwest. Clear sky, chilly, sunny this afternoon, about 65. That's close to normal. Tonight, clear and 44. Mostly sunny Friday. Good end to the week at 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Haymarket, 34 in Silver Spring, 43 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning, Brian and Larry in the house, 7:05 this morning. Ooh, stand by, we haven't talked to him in a while. Lanny Davis will join us. 7:35, we'll talk about how we're going to fix WMATA with Chris Barnes. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
But let's talk about fixing WMATA right now. Jack Evans from the District Council believes that the federal government should pony up money to help fix WMATA right now. Metro is paid for, Metro Rail is paid for by D.C., Virginia, and Maryland. Those are the three governments that operate and fund and utilize this transit system, you know, because it's the transit system for those three municipalities, right? And he says, no, we need money from the federal government, too. Just wait to hear his logic here for a minute, but I want to hear from you. First, do you think that's fair? Do you think that it's fair that the federal government should also pay for Metro? Should they pony up some coin here? 888-630-9625. Is the problem with Metro not enough money? And for that matter, not enough federal money. 888-630-9625. They put in money for capital improvements, and they have done so, by the way. In fact, they just infused a huge amount of money after 9/11 attacks, supposedly for infrastructure, capital improvements, and security. That money was squandered, other than for some security cameras here and there. And we see how well those are working because people are getting stabbed on the Metro left and right. But listen to Jack Evans yesterday going after Congress.
All I'm asking from you is $300 million, which is your fair share.
By the way, hold on a second. You got to be an institutionalized Democrat in this town to say, hey, all I'm asking for is $300 million.
A measly $300 million.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. It's not like I'm asking for the world. Yeah, it's $300 million.
Yeah, no, that's nothing. That's just walking around money.
But listen to how he says that's your fair share. This is a remarkable thing. This is, you know, it's your fair share. is $300 million, even though it's not the federal government's transit system. It's D.C.'s, Virginia's, and Maryland's transit system, but apparently it's the federal government's responsibility, according to Jack Evans. Why? Well, listen to this.
Given the fact that we transport 50% of your workforce.
Now, can I just, I would need to break this down because it is so myopic and remarkable. This is like a New York City going to Goldman Sachs and saying, you know, we found out a whole bunch of your employees use the subway.
Yeah, so you need to pony up some
money. So you need to pay more. Yeah, exactly. Or going to, you know, to the, you know who rides the subway a lot? College students.
Yeah.
College students ride the subway.
So go to the university.
Go to the university. You know, we found out that a bunch of your college employees, college staff, they're taking the subway. So you need to pay more.
Every day. You want them to be safe. You want this to be reliable. Or do you just want to leave here like we did in 2005 and do nothing? And if we do that, next time something happens, I'm blaming it on you guys. We need your help.
All right, so Representative John Micah of Florida. Now, imagine this. There's a congressman from Florida. He's there to represent these people, you know, down, you know, who are, you know, picking oranges and wading through the swamps and wrestling alligators. And he's supposed to go, well, that's what they do in Florida,
well,
right?
Well, that's a sort of,
A stereotypical depiction. Yes, exactly. Thank you very much for pointing that out. I thought it was obvious. So, John Micah is representing these guys, these little Everglade waders down there, who are sending up federal tax dollars every April 15th. And he's got to think to himself, so let me get this straight. I'm supposed to go back to my people down in Florida, my guys who were just sitting there eating their orange juice, and say, by the way,
they probably drank
you need to pay more tax dollars because we need a subway over in Silver Spring. Yeah, you know, we need to make sure that we get a Silver Line out to Loudoun County, and we need to make sure that it's safe. So you, my little friends down in Florida, have to pay for it. No, John Micah was having none of that.
We have money available. We don't have leadership. We don't have management. And these people need to step up to the plate. Virginia needs to step up to the plate. Maryland needs to step up to the plate. And the district, with that huge surplus, now needs to step up to the plate. You sure as heck ain't going to get it out of my folks. And the improvements can be made.
Oh, he went on.
Right now, we have $2.17 billion in our reserve funds, and we run about... Okay, well, let's step up to the plate. You're dealing with people who are broke. I'm telling you, I am not going to bail you out. I am not going to support bailing out the District of Columbia.
You're not bailing out.
It is bailing out.
All right, so now you know, sitting on this panel, you've got Barbara Comstock, Virginia.
Right.
Jerry Connolly.
Right.
Virginia.
Right.
Don Beyer. From Virginia,
right?
And they're like, "We got to say something here,
yeah.
Right?" So Jerry Connolly,
he has asserted Virginia has to step up to the plate, and I would remind my friend, he doesn't want a burden on his people. He said, "Well, I don't want a burden on mine." And in Virginia, we pay the subsidy, my local taxpayers. So when you say a bailout, my constituents hear something quite different. And I hope you will keep that in mind as you care about your people. Mr. Beyer, Ms. Comstock, and I care about ours because we put the bills in Virginia, not the state.
With all due respect, Jerry Connolly's been there for 8 years. He represents Fairfax County. Beyer, same thing. Comstock, Fairfax and Loudoun County. Their constituents are the actual riders on the metro.
That's right.
I mean, why is it outrageous to suggest that maybe those municipalities should, if it's true that it's money that's needed? Of course, I don't think the problem is money.
You don't think it's that there's not a good management
Been fired?
Yeah, you're right about that.
I mean, and not just right now. Who's been fired? You know, we had an accident.
There have been some people who have been allowed to walk away.
Five, six years ago, 10 people died on the red line. Who's been fired in metro over the last 15, 20 years?
Not many people. Not many people. You're right.
Is it well managed? Has it been well managed?
It has not been well managed. I have some hope that it's changing.
Okay.
With this new guy, Whittemeyer.
Who's been fired?
So
you have hope.
They replaced the safety guy.
You have hope that he will fire somebody. Yeah. By the way, John Micah, also a representative who we've been talking to here, he said to, he addressed Whittemeyer directly, and he hopes that there will be some firing as well.
I wish you well, Mr. General Manager. We'll work with you. We'll give you all the tools. You have money available. You need to get in there, fire people. I think you're doing some of that, and get that place in order.
Why don't you show me you can actually be good stewards of all the money that you've already been before you come and ask us and demand and blackmail us like Jack Evans did? I'm blaming you if something else happens. Oh, okay, go ahead and do that, Mr. Evans.
No skin off of Mr. Micah's nose.
It's 5:43 on WMAL. Stay right here because traffic and weather with Jamie Witten's coming up in 2 minutes.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. The Defense Department knows that when a military member serves, the whole family serves. That's why April is Military Child Month, a time to highlight the contributions and sacrifices made by the children of our service members. Often faced with moving every 2 or 3 years, military children must frequently adapt to a new home, new neighborhood, new friends, and a new school. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Vote between April 14th and 21st at one of Montgomery County's early voting centers. Visit 777vote.org to find voting hours and locations. Choose the most convenient location by checking the website for updated wait times. During early voting, same-day voter registration is a new option to make sure your vote is counted. Bring Maryland ID with you to make the process easy. You may also see the new voting system at 777vote.org. Remember, your time, your voice, your vote.
5:45, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, here we go, out of Manassas. Yes, we always have the early volume, but it gets complicated when we have an incident in the way, and that's what we have. Before you get to 29 Centerville, still watch for fire and rescue units responding to this crash. 95, it's been about some of that stop and go, leaving Stafford to Aquia, and then we hit that slowdown through Dale City toward the Occoquan. On 270 south out of Frederick, here we come past the Monocacy through Urbana and Hyattstown. River Road inbound at Goldsboro, still have the right lane blocked with the accident involving a box truck, but I'm not seeing any delays, just take it easy. Also in Silver Spring, northbound Colesville Road blocked off just before George Avenue with the crash. If you're coming inbound on Colesville Road, you can get through and no delay. Again, at this early hour, heading through Chevrolet, starting to see 50 back up a bit, approaching New York Avenue. Red Line, single tracking between Van Ness and DuPont Circle, unscheduled track repairs. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A chilly start for some. Some of us just outside the Beltway do have frost advisories up to the west and northwest. Clear sky, chilly, sunny this afternoon, about 65. That's close to normal. Tonight, clear and 44. Mostly sunny Friday. Good end to the week at 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 42 degrees in your nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by the New Homes Guide.
Looking for a new home? Get New Homes Guide. You'll see every builder and new home community. The area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. Don't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at Harris Teeter locations and newhomesguide.com.
All right, so Corey Lewandowski is the campaign manager for Donald Trump campaign, and there's been some question about whether or not he was going to be charged after that kerfuffle. I don't know what you want to call it, but that interaction that occurred between Corey Lewandowski and Michelle Fields, a reporter at that time for the Breitbart organization. A lot of people said, well, it's assault, it's battery, you need to take some charges against him, and they did indeed cite him for it. The police did, but now the question becomes whether or not the prosecutors are going to go forward. According to Politico and some other people who've been reporting on this, a decision has been made not to prosecute Mr. Lewandowski, and they will make an official announcement, we are told, this afternoon at a press conference. The way it sounds, it's like, okay, there's a very low threshold for police to actually cite somebody for battery. but you have to then go to court and prove before a jury. And according to one veteran Miami criminal defense lawyer cited in this political story, if you ask people to describe a battery, this certainly wouldn't cut it. No injury, no damage, no nothing. That's according to Miami criminal defense lawyer David Oscar Marcus, who has successfully defended such cases in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like it's not going to happen. For me, look, it didn't seem to be all that much of an assault. I mean, did Michelle Fields get manhandled and roughed up a little bit? Yeah, it seems like that happened. I've been in those situations. It didn't seem to be the worst thing that I've ever seen, believe me. But by the same token, the thing that I'm more concerned about is the fact that we know something happened there, and that initially after this, the Trump's campaign denied that it occurred.
Well, Corey himself denied it.
He denied it. He said it didn't happen. Well, it did happen. Something happened. Mm-hmm. And you know, you have to acknowledge that at least. And then the other thing is that they went after Michelle Fields in a way designed to sort of tarnish her reputation and attack her when, you know, ostensibly you could make a pretty good argument she was the victim in this particular matter. Not a huge victim. I mean, it's. She says she was bruised. I take her at her word. But it seems to me the thing I'm more concerned about is that they tend to deny things like this.
You know, I was on vacation when this arrest came down, and it was very difficult for me not to call in the morning and jump on board with the conversation you guys were having. I think that Michelle Fields was victimized by her employer more than anybody
else, in
my opinion. I actually ran into Michelle Fields last night in an event. It was before this announcement, because this hit about 8 o'clock last night, and we were hanging out around 6:30, 7 o'clock. I got to say, Michelle, she seems a little shaken, in my opinion, about this whole event.
Well, I think she's come under a lot of the reaction that's been pretty negative.
Yeah, Mary Catherine Hamm was there as well, and sort of giving her some support on that angle as well. Listen, I think that this has played out just fine. I think that, she filed a report. If you talk to any police officer, they'll say that, you know, for a battery kind of call, if a woman calls and says, my husband, you know, and the cop shows up and the woman shows a bruise and says, my husband did this, the guy's going to get collared. That doesn't mean he's going to get prosecuted, basic battery, that's what's going to happen. And then the prosecutors look at it, and the prosecutors have decided there's nothing here. And justice has run its course. That's fine. Can I just, all of the people who were attacking this whole thing and saying, hey, do you know the prosecutor down there has close ties to the Clinton campaign?
Oh, yeah,
and so, where are you now? Because that prosecutor that had ties to the Clinton campaign has determined that there's no reason to pursue this. So can we please stop all of the ridiculous jumping to conclusions of conspiracies and let things just play out, for crying out loud.
All right, so there you have it. It is now 5:51 on WMAL. Time for El Rushbo.
Hey, folks, the California Democrats have done it again. Only a week after the governor signed a new law giving minimum wage employees $15 an hour, he signed another law to punish businesses. Under California's current family leave law, when employees leave to care for a newborn child or ailing family member, they are guaranteed 55% of their normal wages for up to 6 weeks. But the new law increases the amount that business owners have to pay. Minimum wage workers are now guaranteed 70% of their regular salary. Higher wage earners, 60%. Why didn't everybody get 100%? Why didn't they do that? And you know, it won't stop here, folks. Last week, San Francisco became the first city to guarantee employees 100% paid leave up to 6 weeks. Why not 12 weeks? Why stop at six? Still, the state measure gave Governor Moonbeam a little bit of a thrill. He said it was a real pleasure to sign the increases into law and claimed it would help the little guy fight the forces of globalization. The truth is, a little guy is going to be unemployed before long. Now, California shows exactly what happens when liberals gain supermajority status when nobody can stop them. Skyrocketing taxes, job creators with costly new burdens like this family leave law. The state is now an even bigger magnet for illegal immigration, and Democrats could not be happier. But I have a question. Why not pay everybody for never showing up because everybody's got problems every day. Why put limits on them?
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Attention sufferers of type 2 diabetes. If you or a loved one suffer from type 2 diabetes, Integrated Health Center of Maryland has a program that can finally help you, truly help you, reduce or eliminate your needs for diabetic medications and even reverse your type 2 diabetes. Call today at 301-327-2722 to get your spot at the free information dinner. Seating is limited. Call today, 301-327-2722. That's 301-327-2722. Integrated Health Center of Maryland. The experts in real diabetic care.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, I'm happy to report that 66, they were able to get the cars involved in the crash to the shoulder. Eastbound 66 as you come up to 29 Gainesville. But man, a lot to check out. Several cars, a lot of flashing lights. We're seeing big delays starting to form as you come through Manassas. So just get ready for that. No problems to report on 28 northbound, pushing up through the I-66. Greenway, toll road, easy trip for us right now. 95 is just about the normal delays. Dale City to Woodbridge, the thick of it. 270, the same story through Urbana down to Clarksburg. Watch if you're heading inbound River Road at Goldsboro. Crash along the right side. No delay, but be careful there. Also in Silver Spring, northbound Colesville Road, between 2nd Avenue and George Avenue, right near the Discovery Building. Incident blocking the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
From here, looks like clouds and moisture stays well south. We're in the clear sky this morning, and the sunshine this afternoon will make it up to 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
When it comes to replacement windows, most of us don't know much. Should you settle for vinyl? Maybe wood windows. What about fiberglass? Who knows? You know who does know? TheWindowMan.com. Since 1989, TheWindowMan.com has been your local educational window company. They carry two legendary brands. Marvin's fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity, made with Altrex fiberglass, and Monterey Storm Windows. Marvin's Infinity is the most beautiful replacement window available, adding character and value to your home. Love your wood windows? Great! Keep them by simply adding Monterey Storm Windows, the window that hides in plain sight. Schedule your free in-home consultation by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Windowman showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. And for a limited time, save up to $500 on most window orders.
The Windowman can. The Windowman.
See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
This is WMAL traffic reporter Jamie Witten. Normally, you trust me for information that'll make your commute less complicated. Now, I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. I've been hearing Larry O'Connor rave about Dr. Deb, Dr. Rob, and their Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Dream Team, so I decided to check them out for myself. Now I know what a truly compassionate, non-judgmental, and remarkable place it is. If you're like me, Larry, and countless others who have been to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, you'll actually start to look forward to your dental visits. Don't let fear or guilt stand in the way of your dental and emotional transformation. Let Bethesda Sedation Dentistry's award-winning practice guide you through this journey. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Coming up on WMAL.
One educator says that women wearing short skirts in the classroom